KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have sunny skies at 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon. A high today around 88 with winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa Department of Public Health Sunday morning reported two additional deaths attributed to COVID-19, including one in Union County and 109 additional positive cases. The total number of positive cases in the state as of 10 a.m. Sunday and since the beginning of the pandemic is 402,511, and there were a total of 6,068 deaths. Deaths at Iowa's long-term care facilities are at 2,367 as of the last report, and we'll get an update by 10 a.m. There remain four LTC outbreaks in Iowa with 25 positive cases among patients and staff, and one person recovered. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate was holding steady as of Sunday at 2%, while the 7-day positivity rate remained at 1.8%. State health officials say 80 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. 16 patients were in an ICU. 10 COVID patients were admitted to a hospital and 8 were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there were 2 people hospitalized with COVID, 1 in an ICU. 1 person had been admitted over the previous 24 hours and no one was on a ventilator. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports the Cass County Local Food Policy Council will host a mobile food pantry at the Cass County Community Center this Wednesday, June the 9th, from 4 until 6 p.m. or until supplies run out. The pantry is in partnership with the Food Bank for the Heartland, and anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile food pantry with no documentation needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are also welcome. Traffic into the Cass County Community Center parking lot will be directed by volunteers. Visitors are asked to stay in their vehicle with the trunks open for volunteers to load your food packages. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, follow the Cass County Local Food Policy Council Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. On Wednesday, June the 9th, Representative Cindy Axne from Iowa's 3rd Congressional District will host Connect with Your Congresswoman town halls in Greenfield and Corning as part of her 16-county tour of Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The first of two town halls will be held at the Corner Coffee Shop, Antiques and Gifts at 284 Public Square in Greenfield, and that'll be at 9:15 a.m. Wednesday. The second town hall will be held at the Corning Center for the Fine Arts at 706 Davis Avenue in Corning at 3:15 p.m. Representative Axne will provide attendees an update on her legislative work in Congress and hear concerns directly from her constituents. The Walnut City Council heard a grand opening report for Fresh Out of the Box during their meeting on Thursday. According to City Clerk Shannon Wood, Ramsey's Market from Lenox contacted the city about setting up the program. There are 15 freezer boxes and 15 refrigerator boxes. Groceries are delivered to residents to be picked up at the site on the northwest corner of the community center. The Walnut City Council also discussed a couple of grants they had received. The community facility was granted $5,000 from the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation for handicap accessible doors at the front and rear entrance. Western Iowa Development Association granted the city $500 to be used to advertise for their sesquicentennial celebration. That's July 30th through August 1st. Also, South Dakota-based ethanol company Poet has purchased the biofuels assets of Flint Hills Resources, including the ethanol plant in Menlo and 4 other ethanol plants in Iowa, along with 1 in Nebraska. The deal also includes ethanol distribution terminals in Texas and Georgia. Poet, which is based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is increasing its production to 33 biofuels production plants in 8 states and will have a capacity to produce 3 billion gallons annually. In addition to the Menlo site I mentioned, ethanol plants located in the deal are found in Arthur, Fairbank, Iowa Falls, and Shell Rock. The Nebraska plant is in Fairmont, and the ethanol terminals I mentioned are in Buda, Texas, and Camilla, Georgia. Well, Heil Truck Lines is buying Holiday Express, a trucking company based in Estherville. Heil Truck Lines is based in Akron, Ohio. It's Akron, that is. Its president, Bruce Cooley, says both companies are family-owned.
We felt our companies matched very well with a lot of the same philosophies. Heil has several terminals in Florida, Texas, and then also northwest Iowa, as well as Okotoks, Alberta, Canada.
The Holiday Express terminal in Estherville will be rebranded as a Heil terminal.
Our intentions are to create additional jobs. And, we're currently looking for mechanics and technicians. And, build the infrastructure. structure and improve their shop and become an even more significant player in the Estherville area.
Holiday Express, founded in 1969, has specialized in operating refrigerated trucks that carry food to 48 states. Heil Truck Lines was founded in 1949 and currently has a fleet of over 400 trucks. They also focus on temperature-controlled commodities, but it ships dry goods as well. Heil's purchase of Holiday Express will be final on June 14th. And finally in the news, a motion for mistrial in the first-degree murder conviction for Christian Bahena Rivera has been denied. Bahena Rivera was convicted of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts in 2018. He had requested the mistrial after attorneys learned that a witness for the prosecution had viewed the live stream coverage of the trial. The judge said in his denial that no party had sought sequestration order and that no prejudice resulted from the witness viewing the live stream. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.